Alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. We've spoken about this Kama Pumim that in every parsha there's such a powerful lesson for every Yid. But sometimes there are lessons that are just wow, that are just out of left field, as we say, and they are Yesoides in Yiddishkeit. This week in Parshas Tazria is do a limit for jede Yid with its Leben san Leben. The Parshas starts off Ishiki Tazria, and then the Torah says Vayoyma Shmini Yimol Besara Lusoi. So many of the Meforshei Torah ask, Vi Kimdoran Hilchas Mila? Hilchas Mila belongs in Parshas Lech Lechu, Parshas Vayairu, not here. Is the Heilige Sarshulam from Belz? Frektoche de Kasha. And he brings a psikta, and he answers this kasha with a psikta in Chimish Bereishis. A hafladika psikta. The psikta says that Be'etzim, when the Eibishter created the world, the Eibishter needed no one's input. The Eibishter taf gunish from kainim. The Eibishter zakoil yuchli doesn't need us. Nevertheless, the Eibishter asks the Shumas if they want that they should please go down of Dein Welt. The Eibishter hat nsale gefregt. All of us listening to this, all of Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter asked us, please, I would like you to go down of Yen Welt and go into a gif. So, not Erlich and Neshumas, yeah, they rush down, they're excited, they're coming down to Psa'olam HaShufel. Erlich HaYidin, Shoim Retoire Mitzvahs, Amaspalel, in Himmel, as Isaac the Psikta, that the Eibishter should not ask them to come down of the Welt because they know that there is a tzad that they will not be oimed bin asoyin. And when the time comes, the Eibishter guides on the Shumah and zuktich beitach, so starugain in a gif. Rabboisai, you know what all of us kuretz mechoyme, answered the Eibishter? No way, I'm not going down. Ichal arugain, ichal nichshel werden. So the Eibishter, like an Aver Rachman, like every father, starts negotiating. Manzis in the Heilig in the Shuma, if you go down into a gif, you know what, you'll be zoiche, you'll do mitzvahs and masim toivim, and you'll be zoiche to ganaiden. And you know what we told the Eibishter? Thank you, but no thank you. Who says I'm going to make it to ganaiden? So the Eibishter goes on, the second thing he asks, he says, you know, you'll be zoiche to oiris al yoinim, der hoi ben azachin, ayin l'reasu. And he shows us such unbelievable gleam that a yid can be zoiche, and we tell the Eibishter b'shefe, thank you, but no thank you. So the Eibishter tries again. And the Eibishter says, don't go down for yourself. Go down for your parents. You know, if you go down, your father could be mekayim, an unbelievable lois eser. Your father could be mekayim, an eser, mitzvahs, milah, and prisha from his wife, etc. You know what you could do for your father? Such an unbelievable toiver. And we say, b'shefa, thank you, but no thank you. So the Eibishter goes vater. He says, you know, for the mama, this bris milah is very, very hard. A mama, she sees a little baby, 8 days old, she gives it over to a moil, the moil shnat. The mama schar is hafla. And we start, you know, efsha doch. And then we say, nope, we're not going. Till the Eibishter tells us, heilige zisa neshuma, of the geistarup of dem welt, they could do a bris milah on you. You could be a moise nefesh and they can slozen blitterin from b'shefa. This is a serious nefesh. This is what the pesikta says. Ba'aish, ibamayim, and bedam. And the neshuma hears this and the neshuma said, I could be moise nefesh for the b'shefa. Ich ken gisen a bissel blit from b'shefa. The neshuma says, b'shefa, I'm going down. And that's why mitzvahs milah is besimcha sosa noichi, because the neshuma is in zibet nimel, not that he could get ganaiden, not that he could get galiim, not that he could get his parents to do mitzvahs, not that he could get his mother to be machnes a kind lo, to lebrisa shlover mavini, for one and only reason, I could be moise nefesh for the b'shefa. Rabbi Isai, our tachlis of dem welt is, we should be moise nefesh for the b'shefa. 100 years ago, 80 years ago, Messias Nefesh meant not working on Shabbos and not having panusa or walking into the gas chambers. Every generation has his Messias Nefesh. Messias Nefesh doesn't have to mean that. Messias Nefesh is even Kleinigkeit. I'm so lazy to go daven with Minyan. I don't have gedilt from a shilach now. It's after such a hard day's work. whatever the zachen zal zan, my shir, v'chadav gain lenin, v'chamorgen gain lenin, you know, today I'll skip it. Whatever it should be, we all know what we have, our issues with Mesiris Nefesh is. This is the reason that we came down of Dein Welt. And this is what the Eibishter wants. So why does the Eibishter want this? What does the Eibishter have out of this? The Eibishter wants to give us schar. And the Eibishter doesn't want to give us Nahama de Chsifa. The Eibishter wants us to earn it. The Eibishter wants when we're Zoiche to get schar. That's why the Eibishter created the world. He created the world to give us the Gitte Zachen, Tzedikim Yoishem, Vaturisayim, Bereshayim, and Hemem, as if Ashchinim. But he knows if we're not going to earn it, we won't feel good about it. And the best way to earn it is Amashi Masiris Nefesh. Every single day of our lives, the Eibishter gives us an opportunity to be Moisa Nefesh at home, in the office, in Besmedrish. We have to remember that is our ticket of Dein Welt. That's why we came down, because we knew this is going to give him such a nachas riach, and this is going to give us our ticket to Meretz Hashem. Ayin loyru asu elakim zelaseichu. Agitn tug, agitn Shabbos and b'siris toivus.